This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrne. There are mixed reactions to a 22-and-one-half-year prison sentence handed down to a former Minneapolis police officer who killed George Floyd last year by kneeling on his neck for nearly 9.5 minutes. AP's Jackie Quinn reports.
Justice would have been George Floyd never have been killed.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, after the sentencing of former officer Derek Chauvin, as heard on Court TV.
The longest sentence they've ever given, but it is not justice.
22.5 years, possibly less with parole, but the judge added prison time for what he called particular cruelty to George Floyd. President Biden commented from Washington.
Guidelines that seem to be appropriate.
Chauvin's mother said her son isn't the horrible person portrayed by the prosecution.
My son is a good man.
The videotaped killing of George Floyd sparked months of protests across the country last year and for some changes in the name of social justice. Floyd's brother, Phil Anise.
George is not here, but his spirit lives here.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Rescuers continue to look for survivors of a collapsed building near Miami, Florida, that has left at least 4 people dead and scores of others missing. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The wait is so difficult for Joshua Spiegel, whose mom Judy is missing.
We understand this is going to be an extremely long process and that this excavation may take weeks, if not longer, and we're going to be here fighting every second.
As to what caused the deadly collapse, Governor Ron DeSantis says it will take plenty of time to find that out.
Anyone who was affected by this directly wants that answer, but also we need to know, is this a bigger issue or is this something unique to the building?
First responders are using dogs and microphones in an effort to find people.